The writings of Nobel Prize laureate Shai Agnon are the focus of a series in English taking place at the Agnon House in Jerusalem and simultaneously online. The Midrash Agnon is a creative collaboration of the Agnon House, Atid, and webyeshiva.org, the five-part series which begins Sunday night with Agnon's short story that Tzadik's Etrog will be led by Atid director Rabbi Jeffrey Sachs, who spoke to Idel Ross.
They were interested in reaching a crowd outside of Jerusalem that may be daunted by the Hebrew of Agnon, that wanted to study Agnon in English. And together we came up with the idea of giving a live course in English at Agnon's own house and simultaneously broadcasting it interactively over the internet with our Web Yeshiva platform. And that's how the idea came about.
And why Shai Agnon?
Oh, why Shai Agnon? Because he is the greatest, most important, most significant modern Hebrew writer that we have, and anybody that's interested in the array of issues that are facing Jewish life and Jewish culture and Jewish learning in the modern era should be reading Agnon all day, all the time.
Okay, so we'll get back to Agnon in a minute, but at a time when, for example, David Grossman's book, To the End of the Land, is receiving international accolades, and he is indeed up for a very prestigious international book award. How accessible do you think Israeli Hebrew language authors are to the English and other foreign language speaking communities?
Right. Well, in other words, Grossman is a wonderful example, and of course there are many others, Aleph Bet Yehoshua and Amos Oz, you know, perhaps the most distinguished amongst them. Grossman may very well be our very next Nobel laureate in Hebrew literature, but Agnon's Hebrew has sometimes been mistaken as being inaccessible to translation and sometimes even daunting to contemporary speakers of Hebrew. I don't think that's true, although it certainly is the case that any literature in translation is only ever second best, and I feel a little guilty about teaching Agnon in English. I wish everybody could study in Hebrew, but of course that's not the case, and there's no reason that people should be denied the pleasures of reading Agnon. Part of what our course is going to be doing at the Beit Agnon and online at Web Yeshiva is to try to read Agnon in English for those that are either unable or unwilling to do so in the original Hebrew, and to also simultaneously make reference to the original text, the original Hebrew text, and even more so do some of the excavating work trying to uncover some of the classical Jewish sources in the Bible and rabbinic literature throughout the ages that Agnon was both drawing from, distilling, and echoing in his own writing. And that kind of engagement between text and master text, or the intertextualities between Agnon's writings and the canon of literature on which he was drawing, is one of the things that we'll be doing, and hopefully that'll be an opportunity for people to whom that kind of experience is closed because of their inability to access the original. Hopefully we'll be replicating that for them throughout the course.
Rabbi Sachs, how can an organization with Orthodox roots focus on literature, which deals in many of its stories with decidedly secular issues such as lust and greed?
Well, it's true that Web Yeshiva is a Jewish studies program under Orthodox auspices. Agnon, of course, is a very, very rich and engaging text for anybody interested in the religious life, the spiritual life, Jewish learning. But it is true, of course, that he cast a lot of those notions into the mold of 20th century literature. He was admittedly very much influenced by some of the great European authors that did deal with some of those issues, which may be taboo by our contemporary standards of high and low culture. Agnon is really quite pristine, and although there's romance and there is love and there is lust and there is sin and all types of other things within Agnon's writings, it's really quite tame by contemporary standards. That being said, we believe that the engagement with fine literature can be a very ennobling experience and can present the religious personality or Jewish personality in general with an array of issues that need to be grappled with and need to be wrestled with and need to be examined and reflected. studied. I was just looking a few minutes ago. We have people, of course, here in Israel that are maybe outside of Jerusalem or don't want to venture out of the house, people in North America. We have students in Poland. There's someone in Japan from all over the world to be joining us.
And you're worried about helping people to acquire the materials for the course.
So fortunately, we'll be studying the texts. We'll be studying the texts in English. All of the stories that we'll be studying together, learning together, reading together are from an anthology of short stories translated into English called A Book That Was Lost, published by, I should mention, our sponsor for the series, the Toby Press, who have given us the permissions to disseminate the scans of the readings to the registered participants. And part of what you're registering for is you get a password and you're able to access all the materials, although we, of course, do encourage people to buy the original books as well.
More information about the Agnon series at website webyeshiva.org/Agnon.